Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a very important or informative podcast for you today. I'd like to bring to the attention of all mail handlers, what our National Postal Mail Handlers Union just accomplished for the craft. On May 24th, of this year, a decision was made to give the mail handlers RI-399 rights to all positions on the universal sorter
system and system only.
Now, let me back up from my opening statement just for a second and give you a little background information. In 2019, the United States Postal Service awarded RI-399 rights, and that's simply saying what craft has the right to fill bids or do a job. That's all. When I say RI-399, who does that work belong to? What craft? So when you hear that, just understand that's all I'm saying. In 2019, the post office said the mail handlers had the right to the universal sorter
system only.
The APWU took exception to that and filed a block, an injunction, so that they could take it to arbitration and let an arbitrator decide who's going to have RI-399 rights for the universal sorter
system only.
And I am pleased to tell you, on May 24th of this year, arbitrator said the RI-399 rights belong to the mail handler. And listen to me very carefully, please. They said rather emphatically, all. Let's not play games. When we hear the word all is inclusive of everything. So as I read the decision, that means that the universal sorter
system only
should be staffed in the exact manner that the apps is staffed. If that makes it simpler for you, there should be no clerks there, with the exception, if you have a scan where you ban function attached to the universal sorter, that process still belongs to APWU, to the clerks, but the allied functions to it belong to the mail handlers. Does that make sense? Sometimes when we get arbitration decisions, we tend to just read the decision without reading the background information that helped the arbitrator arrive at a decision. Well, let me tell you something about this decision to have RI-399s given to the mail handlers. One of the issues that was addressed, and I mean it was addressed, was mail handlers keying mail. Because everyone knows, on a universal sorter, you've got those stations up top. The arbitrator answered, yes, mail handlers can key rejects. So mail handlers can key mail. So now when you understand that that decision was a part of the decision that says RI-399 rights are given to mail handlers, hopefully I just eliminated a bunch of questions you may have with respect to, well, we have clerks up there keying. Not anymore. Not effective May 24th. And keying was one of the main issues when I spoke to mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, that was addressed. And as I read this arbitration decision, there should be mail handlers on all positions on the universal sorter
system only.
Now, another point that was embellished upon was the fact that in the past, schemes were usually attached to this type of work, keying schemes, etc., sorting schemes. And because those schemes were attached, that now made that job RI-399, APWU dominant. But arbitrators now rule that you don't need a scheme anymore, because schemes are not used. Now when jobs are presented, new work is presented, APW do not get automatic rights to it. So, I mean, you can go into an office and use one of the handheld scanners and scan packages all day long. Doesn't have to be a clerk. It can be a mail handler. Now, here's another very interesting bit of information attached to this arbitration decision. The arbitrators said to the post office, you introduce the USS Universal Sorting System as a means to process large parcels, okay, what they call NMOs, non-machinable outs. Means it's too large to go on a piece of automated equipment. It has to be sorted by hand. See, the arbitrator told the post office, you introduce this piece of equipment for that reason, for that operational process. But they recognize that now you're sending priority mail and other mail that probably should go on another sorting piece of equipment. The arbitrator recognized you're sending that to the universal sorter also, but because the post office introduced it as a means to sort oversized parcels, non-machinable outs, the decision was based on what the post office introduced that piece of equipment as. So the fact that they changed the mail flow, the mail diagram on it, because they introduced it as a machine that's going to handle oversized packages, the decision was based solely on that. Does that make sense? So in other words, the arbitrator saw through a little bit of the sleight of hands that the post office is good for. But one thing I would like to say, and you don't hear me giving postal management kudos pretty much ever, but in this case, let's remember something. The post office did the right thing. In 2019, they said, okay, we understand the makeup of this machine, what we're going to use it for. RI-399 goes to mail handlers. The APWU stepped in and blocked it. So I just say that so we channel our displeasure in the right area. That's all I want to say. So in this case here, it seems like the post office did the right thing. But because another union had an objection to it, they had to go to arbitration. And the reason I bring that fact up is to lead into this fact. And I have to say, since the post office did the right thing on this, then I think that our union would be a little, not a lot, just a little more lenient with the post office when it comes to the amount of time they give them to have all clerks off the universal
system order. Only.
And just so we're clear, when I say a little more time, maybe instead of giving them 1 week, we give them 2 weeks. That's what I'm talking about, a little more time. I'm not talking about, well, since you did the right thing, you get indefinite. You know, I don't want to play that game that they played with the assignments being called bids or the bids being called assignment with the MHA conversion. We're not going to play that game. But again, I would be receptive if the decision was mine to give them a little more, be a little more lenient because they did attempt to do the right thing. Now, let me tell you how this information that I just delivered to you should help us shape additional bids in the post office. Well, now, since this is effective May 24th, and let me tell you, there's a part of the agreement that says, you know, any other grievances that were out there is going to be settled as a result of this settlement. But effective May 24th, I would be of the opinion that every clerk hour put on a universal sorter
system
anywhere is now considered craft crossing, and mail handlers should be compensated monetarily. I mean, does that make sense? The post office said in 2019 it was the mail handler's job. APWU fought it. Now we've got a decision that says, okay, post office, you were right. But now let's do something about it. And again, this goes back to my leniency. Even though we're going to be a little lenient with them, that does not forgive them or relieve them of the right to pay cross-craft grievances. You see, a little yin and yang, a little hard and soft at the same time. Okay? But we have to be aggressive on this. And the reason I say we must be aggressive, do you know, and I'm being very serious, how many decisions are hammered out at the national level that when it gets down to the local level, it's not even implemented? And don't, no mail handler in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union should be sounding shocked or feeling shocked because of what I just said to you. But see, we have to change that. When our national officers fight, get arbitration decision, I mean, it is imperative that we hold the line on that. Because if we hold the line on this victory, we won't have to fight this fight in 4 months. But see, again, national makes a decision, sends it down to the local, and it is definitely not being implemented with the vigor that it was negotiated. But I'd like to change that. Yes, I would. I'd like to change that. I'd like to change that to the point where I put myself in a position to be that motivating nucleus that's going to continually reach out to all branch presidents in Local 304 and insist through constant reminder and motivation that we have to get this information out to our members. Not only do we have to get it out, we have to be on top of it with respect to today. Hey, plant manager, when are you going to take those clerks off the universal's order?
System.
2 days later, hey, plant manager, when are you going to take those clerks off the universal's order?
System.
And again,
only.
If we are tenacious, we start to build an environment of let's get this right. And when we start to build that environment, great things will happen for the mail handler craft. I'm going to be campaigning from now till November for the position of local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. I want to say that part of my campaign, part of my leadership skill set, I'm going to make a statement to the members, and I want you to hold on to it for a second before you give me feedback. Under the leadership of Ken Hodge and Local 304 National Postal Mail Handlers Union, it is asked, it will be suggested, it will be heavily suggested that members read their contract and we all become students of the contract. But let me tell you something, okay? I understand real world. I understand that there are mail handlers who work in the post office who receive their contract upon joining the union and probably never opened it. I understand that. But what I want you to understand is this. That's okay. Because as long as you know that Ken Hodge is leading this issue, Ken Hodge is on the point, and I apologize for speaking of myself in a third person, but it just seemed to go with the flow right now. It, that long as you know Ken Hodge is on top of it, then you know Ken Hodge is going to take care of it for you. So I'm going to be a president with presence that from time to time will deliver presents like this podcast today, informing you that we now have exclusive rights to all positions on the universal sorter as per arbitrator's decision. So nothing is ambiguous about that. So please, let's not allow the post office and our branches and offices to manipulate that. That's a very ambiguous statement. And again, the best I can give you an example would be universal sorter should be staffed in the same manner that you staff the apps, because we have RI-399 rights on all positions on both pieces of equipment. Again, with the exception of if there's a scan where you band attached to the universal sorter system, the clerks have primary rights, but mail handler has right to all allied duty. That's bringing mail in, bringing equipment in, dispatching mail. That's what I mean by allied duties. Have a good day. Enjoy your day. And remember, a vote for Kenny Hodge and the team of a president with presence and a team with presence. We're going to make great improvements, strong improvements and National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. Support Ken Hodge.